This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. This episode, part one of two, was recorded live at Swing Set Takes Desire, a seven-day, adults-only, all-inclusive, sex-positive, body-positive, queer-inclusive, kink-friendly vacation. It's at Desire Resort in Maya Riviera, Cancun, Mexico. This is part two of a two-part episode, so you heard, hopefully, part one last week, and we're going to join the conversation already in progress. This time, we continued our talk about Dungeon Night, which is the BDSM-themed night at the event where the disco is converted into a full-service dungeon, and there are service tops available that individuals and couples can sign up to do a scene with. This is one of the really unique things because this doesn't happen ordinarily at Desire Resort. This really only happens during the Swing Set event. And that makes it really unique. Plus, I've done scenes with people as a service top, and people come to me for all sorts of things. Some people want to play with me. Other people want to learn a skill. Other people want to try something out, like be spanked for the first time or worship boots for the first time, whatever it is. So there's like a lot of different options for people. And because there are so many kink curious people at Swing Set Takes Desire, this is really a perfect venue. The people who signed up to play with me for Dungeon Night this year continue to spill the tea on our scenes, including several mindfuck scenes that I did with them. We talk about dominance and submission much more in depth. And we also talk a lot about vulnerability. And I reveal a side of myself. Gonna get that again. And I reveal a side of myself that most people don't know. Let's take a listen.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I am here at Swing Set Takes Desire in Cancun, Mexico. I do want to say that I really appreciate how open people are being here, and it does not go unnoticed, right? I think vulnerability is one of the greatest strengths, and it's hard to do. Even here, it's hard to do. And so I appreciate people like sharing in these ways. I'm interested. One of the things I noticed this year is like a lot of pink beads. The pink bead is the signifier for kink curious. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested for someone who went to the dungeon last night for the very first time. It may not be your first desire time, but for the very first time, if you could tell us like your impression.
Sure. So I showed up in the dungeon last night.
You forgot who was hitting you? Okay, great.
It was great though. Pulled me aside. We did a chat, kind of, you know, understood what I was looking for. I'd been involved in scenes before, knew I didn't like the sting, I liked the impact. And he said, "Oh, I've got a tool for you." And kind of talked a bit about my background, about my history, and what I enjoy. And he went to town on me. And it's interesting because I also have an injury right now. So I told him where the injury was, and he just avoided that, which was great. I don't know how long it was. It seemed really short, like a couple of minutes, and I couldn't stand anymore. The adrenaline hit me, the endorphins hit me, and I was literally holding on to the cross, trying to stand up, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But what I found was, outside of that, which is the most important thing for me, outside of that was just the positivity around it. There was no judgment. People were watching. There was waxing going on. There were other demonstrations going on, and other scenes going on, and just the positivity within the community that was in there. And just whether you were watching, participating, it was just so positive. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. Is anyone willing to admit they saw something that freaked them out? You're not going to tell us what it is, but is anyone willing to admit you saw something and you were like, oh, wait.
I can say what it is.
Don't say what it is, because then you're yucking someone's yum.
It was a safety issue for me.
Oh.
In that someone was using rope that was in an area where there might be fluids, and it wasn't the person being tied up with rope.
Oh.
So that was just, it wasn't an ick. It was a, I'm glad I brought my own.
But was there, like, say, anything that sort of pushed your buttons that you feel like? Or everyone is just so cool? So cool.
You push my buttons.
Oh, tell us. Tell us. Come forward and testify.
Can I get a little encouragement?
Here, sit.
First?
Yeah, get a little encouragement.
Oh, wait. You're not supposed to do that until you learn a rune call.
Oh, damn it.
I suddenly have...
There are layers of things.
Yeah. I suddenly have a resident fluffer for my podcast, which I can say I haven't had in 6 years. No, I have a fluffer. Okay, hi, Landon.
Hello, ma'am.
Blanket permission to talk about what happened.
Thank you, ma'am.
Because, you know, we talked and it was a secret. No one knows what we said.
Oh, no, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to spill the beans, ma'am.
Okay, great.
All right, when I look in the mirror, my name deed says Nod and All. I'm from Minnesota, and I've seen dungeons a few times. I've never been on the other side of the rope, and I've never known the people in the dungeon. It's usually been on vacation. So when I knew that all these awesome souls were going to be here and available as service tops, I decided to sign up. And specifically, I chose to have Tristan mindfuck me because I'm pretty sure I can get flogged back home, but not mindfucked. At least not mindfucked by the master. I thought I was going to be like the Monty Python argument sketch. It was not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had even been clued into some of Tristan's tricks by the telling of a story where...
From last year.
Yeah.
So you knew that I'd mindfuck people.
I knew that you mindfuck people, and one of the tells, may I tell the, okay. So in the previous year, she was threatening to sew somebody, or to pierce somebody's lips, and she...
Staple their mouth shut.
Oh, staple their mouth shut. So I hear you got a needle, you had them bring you a needle, and maybe some alcohol, and a swab, and give it to you.
No, the best part, let's just tell the best part. I asked her at some point, do you take any medication at night? And she said, oh, actually, I do. And I was like, you're going to need to go get that. And she sent her partner to get her meds, and I made her take them in front of me. So good. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Anyway.
So I knew the tell was...
Can't use that again.
Was going to involve props.
Props.
But I totally forgot in the moment. I don't even know when the moment started, and it might still be going on, ma'am.
At this moment.
Yeah, I've never been in that mind space of the dungeon, been put someplace, and I thought with a mind fuck that it'd be different than being flogged or something, but like I'm elsewhere, I don't know, I'm still processing. So the mind fuck was that, and this is really cute because I couldn't tell if Tristan is just, was really enthralled by what she was looking at or if she's just a really good actor, but she said I had a nice ass and that she wanted to fuck it.
I was spanking him, and he was sort of presenting his ass. And I wasn't acting. I really, you have a very cute ass.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's, like, super cute.
Yeah.
And makes you want to fuck it.
Oh. So, Tristan was threatening to fuck my ass, and I explained that my wife had dibs. And
that
my wife,
he's never been fucked in the ass.
Because
he's never been fucked in the ass before.
And I forgot that she had dibs because I told my ass that watching Angela peg Cooper was something I was interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah, being pegged by Angela. Because
Angela, no.
I'm willing.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, I think we have to work up to that.
Yeah.
He hasn't had anything in his ass.
No, I'm
Okay. We haven't been. Okay. So great.
So Tristan sent me on an errand to get a glove and some lube, and I brought that back, and she was threatening, I'm gonna fuck you in your ass. I'm gonna be your first, and I was like, my wife, and she had me fetch. Oh shit, my wife. I don't know what her name is backwards in the mirror.
We can beep that out.
We can edit. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Don't worry.
Beep the swear word and
no okay. the swear.
We accentuate the swear word.
So you said I have to talk to my partner about this. I can't actually give consent for this unless I talk to. And I said go get her. So and, she showed up,
and they talked, and I was making eye contact with Tristan the whole time, so I couldn't quite see what Greta was doing. And Tristan had me bow my head to the floor, and they continued to. Tristan actually asked my wife if it was okay to fuck me in the ass. And I heard my wife say, of course, yes. I asked to make eye contact with my wife, and Tristan would not let me. And how did it end after that? Like, is it still going?
No.
Still waiting.
I don't know. Is it still going?
Thank you. It was a wonderful experience.
Sounds like a mindfuck from Tristan is like that movie 1408 where, you know, he's ultimately just still in the room. He never actually... Spoilers for a very old John Cusack movie.
Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so now we're telling tales. I'm going to have to come up with a whole new set of shit next year. I'm going to have to really...
Can we talk about my
mind? Yeah. Let's advertise my mind fucking skills.
I'm not going to give the whole details, just a small thing.
It's also a cautionary tale, which I will explain why later. Because you walked right into that.
I did. And the thing is, I don't think I'm going to say what you think I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Because I was, in fact, mind fucked, but not in the way that you think that I was. When you were asking me what I like and what I was into, I was really just kind of caught up. And I said, well, you know, I've been doing kink for 20 years. I've kind of done everything. And I was like, you know, except needles. And I just shuddered a little bit. And I was like, ugh. Oh. And then I kept talking. So the mind fuck was that she was going to pierce me. And the thing is, that didn't mind fuck me in that I wasn't afraid that she was going to pierce me. Because you have implicit carte blanche blanket consent to do to me absolutely whatever you want to at any point in time. Here.
And careful what you say, you don't even know what I know how to do. Just point that out.
Again, I've been a fan for a long time. I know what I'm getting myself into.
Okay.
But, so what mind fucked me was that I know that if it were not here, someone was telling me they were going to pierce me. No, that's not going to happen. But the thing is, I knew piercing was not going to happen. I mean, I knew the environment. I knew it was not going to happen, but I just kept thinking, I would let her pierce me. And then she throat fucked me with a dildo.
And a side note.
Yeah. Made me throw up in my mouth more than once. And that is absolutely something that would have stopped very quickly anywhere else. That I'm done. I'm out, you know. And not only did they do it once, I probably did two or three times. And she's like, you're wearing a towel. You'll be fine if you throw up. Thank you for that.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
The amazingness of the Desire Dungeon.
Yeah, the Desire Dungeon, for sure.
So, hello. I am a kinky person, and last year I was here and made connections with all the wonderful kinky people that are here. The amazing thing about Desire and the dungeon here, and that's completely due to the people here, is beyond the fact that they're kinky, beyond the floggers, beyond the ropes, beyond the needles, beyond the mind fucks, is they are these incredible humans who care and love the other incredible humans here. Now, I said previously, I was here last year with a partner, and I made connections with the kinky people with my partner, and we started getting into the kink scene, and I went to the kink show and tell this year because I do have my own set of implements and all the as that workshop continued, I realized that I was not in the emotional space that I could handle. and broke down. And the people who ran the workshop, Shara and Jimmy, and the rest of the kinky folk, they saw me struggling and just embraced me. And throughout the rest of the day, just checked in with me over and over and over again. Are you okay? Are you doing okay? Are you managing? And while I never actually got into the dungeon to play like I had intended and had contacted them all prior to this trip and said I'd missed this aspect of my life, when they saw the fact that I was emotionally distraught by it, it was this immediate put down the floggers, put down the rope, put down the kink, and come to me as a human and say, are you okay? And nowhere else could I ever imagine, I've got dungeons back home, nowhere else would I ever feel safe enough to stand in the middle of a dungeon surrounded by people being flogged and sobbed and just be held by people and loved. And it is, again, this community. So, for those of you out there listening, if you are interested in this type of event, please come back next year in 2019 and experience the amazing, amazing, safe great. People. Am I allowed to say
You're
that?
You're doing the selling now.
Please come back and experience it, because there's no safer place.
Yeah.
No safer place, without a doubt. Thank you. Again. All right, I'm not going to cry this time. That's a lie.
Okay, that's a lie.
I was going to see if you wanted to talk a little bit about it, and then I can talk about it from my aspect.
We're telling all the tales.
All the tales. This is one I've heard about. Oh.
Oh. Okay. We're gonna take a break. He's crawling. He's crawling. Watch it. He's crawling. Why would you make me take a break when he's crawling at me? So let's take a break. As Ryder crawls to me, being very dramatic, so they know what's going on.
There's a very cat.
There's a very cat-like thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, look at the muscle definition here is what I really am seeing.
We will be back. Okay, we'll be back after this break.
Hey, why keep your crush on the hush? The Pleasure Chest has everything you need to heat up your Valentine's Day. Check out their sexy selection of pleasure products and couples toys to please your partner, surprise your crush, or treat yourself to a little more self-love. Enjoy free shipping through Valentine's Day and get a free Volita vibrator with any in-store or online Fun Factory purchase over $129 through February 15th. Need a little pleasure refresher or a fun date night? Drop by their LA, New York, or Chicago locations for a free workshop on how to achieve the ultimate orgasm, improve your oral skills, give a better blowjob. If you can't make it in, this is something really cool. From February 7th to the 13th, they are going to be doing live 30-minute workshops at Pleasure Chest Store's Instagram stories. So every day this is going to happen at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And they're going to do tips, tricks, toys, a live Q&A from their sex specialists. It's actually a really cool way, if you're not in one of the cities where they are, to take a class. And as always, when you go to pleasurechest.com to shop, use the code Tristan and get a free massage candle with your purchase.
Hi, everyone. We're Emma and Finn, the hosts of the Normalizing Non-Monogamy podcast. Each Wednesday, we interview people from across the spectrum of non-monogamy to hear and learn from their stories.
So far, we've interviewed a wide variety of guests covering swinging, polyamory, kink, cuckolding, and much more.
Even with all of these guests, we know that there are so many different dynamics and stories to tell that we've only scratched the surface.
So we'd love to have you stop by and give Normalizing Non-Monogamy a listen, and maybe even share your story someday.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I want to remind you that Pleasure Chest has free weekly pleasure ed classes in store in LA, New York, and Chicago.
You can go to pleasurechest.com and click on events to find out more. While you're there, buy yourself something special. Use the promo code Tristan at checkout and you'll get a free massage candle. Let me tell you about the classes that are coming up. In Los Angeles, March 6th is the Ultimate O, and March 10th is Intimate Partner Yoga. In New York City, March 6th, Advanced Blowjobs. In Chicago, March 6th, Suck It, Lick It, Love It. And on March 10th, Mistress Couple will do a bondage demo and a book signing of their new book. Hey, I also want to remind you that my sex educator boot camps are online, both level 1 and 2. Are you passionate about sex education and want to build a career in the field? This course is ideal for people who either work in an ancillary field to sex education, are considering a career in sex education, are enrolled in or recently completed a sex education advanced degree program, or have worked as a professional sex educator for less than a year. Or maybe you're already a sex educator and you're ready to get serious, streamline your business, and get paid for what you love doing. This course is ideal. You can also get 1 and 2 together and save some money. You can find out all about these classes at sexeducatorbootcamp.com. Now let's continue the final portion of the conversation recorded at Swing Set Days. Now let's continue the final portion of the conversation recorded at Swing Set Takes Desire in Cancun, Mexico.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We just can't stop talking. We are at Swing Set Takes Desire, an amazingly inclusive, queer-friendly, body-positive, consent-driven, kinky or not kinky, we welcome all event in Cancun, Mexico! And people seem to want to tell tales about playing with me last night. This is like more that's ever been revealed about me than I thought would be. But by far my most challenging scene last night was when a dominant approached me and said, it was like the cock of a head. It was like, So you want to start?
Sure.
Okay.
During one of the demos, I got to watch how Tristan played with somebody, and I was intrigued. Her style matched mine in some interesting ways. She was funny, she played to the crowd a little bit, she definitely teased her bottom at times, and yet there was still this seriousness and connection between the two of them. And I saw a lot of my playstyle reflected in that. Also, I may have a slight crush on the lady, and have been a fan of hers for years. So I knew that I had an opportunity to do something that I may not get to again. And I tried to think of what I would want, and that was actually hard to come by. So I approached Tristan early in the day and said, hey, I want to play, and this is sort of what I'm looking for, but I don't have an end game yet. And can you please think about what you would want to do to me? And we'll talk later. So I was the last scene that she
The last scene, yeah.
Because it took a while.
It took a while because part of what you wanted and part of going, I mean, you have a really strong personality. You're a dominant. Dominants know other dominants' tricks, right? So it's like they don't fall for it like Tanya does. kidding. Dominants know other dominants' tricks. And you wanted to resist. You were like, I'm not going to just give it up. Right? I want this to, that's the scene for me is like, can you get me down? Can you get me down? Can you get me down? And people watching told me this morning, you know, he was standing up straight and you were standing up straight and we could tell by the body language, like they're still equals. They're still equals. There's like, no one's giving up. No one's giving in, you know, people watching. Right. And then at some point you said, I'm topping from the bottom. And that, like, really provoked me. Because that is a thing. Topping from the bottom is a thing. But I was like, oh, no. Not here. Not now.
I wanted to evoke all the bratty subs that I'd had to deal with. And just see what you would do.
Yeah.
Since you knew I was going to resist.
Yeah. It totally provoked me. And, like, took me. And then I was like, oh.
Basically, please up your game.
Yes.
I'm good with where we're at.
Yes. Yeah. Please up your game. It's very challenging, to, it's challenging when someone doesn't come to you and sort of come to you in that open space. Like Tanya came to me in the open space. Let's do this. And he came to me with the like, I dare you. I dare you. And it's intense. And I would also say that I was keenly aware of the fact that although we may be the same height, men are bigger than women in the world. They are seen as bigger than women. There is a hierarchy there, you know, there is a system of oppression there. So it is even harder for a woman to put a man down than it is to put another woman down. That's absolutely true. No matter how subby or not subby the man is, there's that dynamic is there. And so I was very struck by, how to just make you smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So the most obvious physical way to do that is to put him on the ground, right? Not on his knees, but actually flat on the ground. And I kicked you and I walked on you, but you still weren't there.
No.
Not when you were on the floor.
No.
No.
I knew what was happening and I found it amusing. It's like, oh, this was a good place to go.
Oh, like he was like, oh, this is clever. Sure, I get it.
Mm-hmm. You're huge. Yeah.
The kicking was a surprise.
The kicking was a surprise. In those boots, I had to kick someone.
It's like two con men trying to con each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's totally yeah.
It was definitely a chess match, but I let Tristan know that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted the ability to push back at her and just see how that play went.
Yeah.
And most of that was due to my immense respect for your skill set. And I just wanted to see how much it was going to take to get me to bend because I don't subspace easily.
Right.
And I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I felt like it took the entire time. And then at some point I pulled his pants down, which I think can be very, people can feel vulnerable and humiliated. And not take his pants off, pull his pants down. Which worked for a few people for me. And
that was humiliating in a good way. I like to show off. I want everyone to see me naked at some point. And that was a context that I hadn't expected it.
And then at some point I decided I wanted him to hump my leg like a dog. And that's when he did it. That's when he submitted.
And you didn't mention the surprise before that.
Oh, I slapped you in the face.
Yes.
Yeah, another good tool when he doesn't know it's coming. Because he said something bratty. He, like, continued with the bratty thing. Or he spoke to me without being spoken to. And I just smacked him in the face. And that jolted him, for sure. And I felt like I have to take advantage of the jolt when he's slightly off balance. And then we're going to go for something that may do it.
And the leg humping was a total surprise. There was this moment of like, wow, I get to touch her in this weird way.
Right. You get to have your cock against my body.
Right. And so not what I would have preferred.
Because this is very interesting to me.
Yeah, it is.
Do you both feel like there was the same moment when the dynamic changed? Like, do you see the same moment where you became sub?
I think the slap, and then what you said immediately after that, and then the direct order.
And so did you know, like,
yes.
I've won.
Well, we had a connection, and we were making really intense eye contact, and yes, I felt like that was the moment. Huh. That was the moment.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'm really into eye contact when I play. And Tristan is really into eye contact. And so that maintaining that connection the entire time really amped things up for me. So I could tell exactly when she was frustrated and I could tell exactly when she was pleased with me. And I told her that I wanted to please her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think she probably saw in my eyes when she gave that order that I was confused and a little humiliated and still wanted to please her. And that was when I knew, like, oh, wow. This worked really well.
Yeah. But still a challenge. Still a challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I don't have stories about Tristan because, as I put it, based on my experience, it would have been like buying, and I won't use brand names, so foam basketball hoops that you put over the counter, playing that with a day or two and then thinking I could face LeBron James. I just didn't think I was there yet. A lot of respect there. Still new. But, as I put it, last night wasn't my first kink party. I've been doing this for about 10 days, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming out of that party that whole 10 days ago, I could tell that, you know, that kink could be a whole meal for my wife. And for me, I was like, you know, like, to just go to a play party like that, it's not for me. It could be a garnish for other sexual activity. And at one point, I'm sitting there, we're waiting for her scene, and I saw Ginger working someone on the cross, and I'm like, she looks trustworthy. No, but like, somebody who could be a good introduction, and like, would... Yeah, but, yeah, but someone who would show me what I could enjoy out of it, while still, you know, introducing and treating me with respect. And so I went, and I'm like, I'm going to go ask. And so I went to the sign-up list, and I wasn't certain, and then later on I got confirmation. And just kind of skip ahead. This is our eighth trip at Desire, but our first with the swing set. I never thought I could go for a day completely satisfied and not have a single orgasm. But yesterday was that day.
Yes. So in the spirit of both Ryder telling that story publicly and also all of your vulnerability, I'm going to share a story that I haven't shared in public. So I was in a 15-year relationship with that was dominant and submissive 24/7. I was the dominant. And within those 15 years, the last 10 years, I only dommed people. I came up in the scene as a submissive, a horrible submissive. Why is this not working? And then I really found my space in dominance, and I thought again, maybe like this is who I am, right? This is where I am. And it wasn't until I met Eli that I considered that I might be able to submit. And it's a very scary place, especially when you haven't gone there for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who is really controlling. Did you know that? And so it felt terrifying. But then at the same time, I felt pulled to it, right? So it was like, who am I? What the fuck? Right? Like, it's like, why am I headed that way? And then we went to a public play party. And we are switches. And so we sort of said, what are we going to do? And so now we're going to be in space with community. And I haven't bottomed in public now in more than 10 years. And people have a certain idea about who I am. And I like to keep that fantasy intact. So we went to this play party in LA, and we went into one of the rooms. They're like separate rooms, and we kind of had the room to ourselves, except for some weird guy, right? He finally left. There's always a weird guy, no matter what. You like filter, you RSVP, and there's always like one weird person.
Except here.
And so I had only bottomed to you, what, twice before we did it in public? Yeah, I think twice. And so this is in the spirit of Tanya too. So he started like face fucking me, and face fucking me and face fucking me. And it was really rough. It was really rough. And I totally vomited. Not in my mouth. I mean, like a full meal fucking vomited.
It was so full. Just
And like vomiting and being choked is actually not one of my things. That was actually not a turn on. It was like completely humiliating. I'm like vomited in the dungeon and like all these people I know are here. And in that moment, like everything sort of stopped. And you can talk about what's going through your head, but like it was like, okay, so is this done now? Like has he pushed me like to my limit? And I just got up and cleaned it up and we kept going.
Wow.
Which normally I super would have been done. Vomiting, seeing people vomit makes me vomit. Vomiting makes me want to vomit. It's just like, it's just one of my squicky things, yeah. You know?
I don't think you're alone in that.
Yeah, no, no, but said that, that's a fetish for some people, vomiting.
Well, no,
or
that,
being
no,
choked
true.
To vomit. And so it's just, it's not mine. And it felt, it caught me off guard and it felt really surprising. And it was like, where do I go from here? And that's not sexy. Cause like, you don't even know me that well, you know? And I just vomited. And, but then I wanted so much to please him that I was like, I just need to clean this up, make sure it doesn't smell like vomit, and keep going. Which was a huge turning point for me. A huge turning point for me in my own journey, kind of like back to submission. That I could trust someone enough to go there and to go to places like I didn't even think we were going. Right? Because I could give you a list of where we're going and you could just follow those directions. But that wasn't what happened. It was really, really intense for me, but it turned everything around in terms of my ability to submit. And I feel like now we have a really dynamic switch thing that doesn't feel like play acting for me. You know, doesn't feel like, I mean, I'm not the kind of sub that I want. Like, I want other things in my subs, but I am the kind of sub that is me, right? So we're gonna close on that note of deep revelation. If any of you think you can make me vomit, think again.
I don't know. If I vomited in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I vomited.
You know how to vomit.
So. That's totally right. You're totally right.
I hacked the system then.
You hacked the system. You hacked the system. Like she said needles, and I was like, ooh, let me just go to the needles. Thanks so much for all of you for being here, for spending a little time not fucking to be on my podcast. Like it's, you know, valuable time, right? It's valuable time. And so, yeah, Cooper, what do you want to say about this crazy place?
Well, you know, and this is year seven for us.
Year seven.
This is... We've been doing this a long time, and the thing, you know, we talk about all these other things, and we talk about the vulnerability, and we talk about this because we want people to feel safe in coming here. We also have, there's so much amazingly hot sex going on.
Yes, all around us.
From all these wonderful, vulnerable people, but what's actually here is love. And that's amazing. Like, you can meet someone and spend time with them and fall in love with their mind and their, you know, and we're spreading love across the world because these people are going to go home. And now we have a tether, let's say, to Australia where there is this quantum physics to throw it out to Ginger over there, this quantum entanglement of love that we have. And I think that's, you know, if people ask, why are we unique? And I think that's it, is that we are not afraid to be loving toward each other. And whatever that love looks like, it looks like a mind fuck. It looks like,
being
like,
held in the dungeon.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes love looks like vomit.
It's a chunky love.
From Campbell.
Nauseous now. Okay.
But it's really, it's truly inspirational, and it's what makes me feel like there's hope for the world. Because if we can love and we can share love and then go home and we have more love to give because love grows that way, that's the most amazing thing about this trip. And I love so many people here. And I love so many people who've been here. And I love you, Tristan.
And I love you, Cooper.
And it's so fulfilling to feel that love coming at me and reciprocating that. And that is what this trip means to me. I can have really hot sex. I can see things I've never seen before. And I can love people the way I wish we could in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And that's what it means.
Yeah.
That's mine.
A picture?
Yeah.
No. Now we're getting our picture taken.
Awesome.
Boring so part much. Of radio.
It was very quick.
Yes. I'm just really happy to be here, and we still have, like, many more days. Yay.
I hope you enjoyed this eye-opening, sometimes emotional, very sexy conversation as much as I did. Stay tuned because after the break, I will tackle a listener question about stepping outside the box and trying some new things. So stay with us.
Hey, why keep your crush on the hush? The Pleasure Chest has everything you need to heat up your Valentine's Day. Check out their sexy selection of pleasure products and couples toys to please your partner, surprise your crush, or treat yourself to a little more self-love. Enjoy free shipping through Valentine's Day and get a free Volita vibrator with any in-store or online Fun Factory purchase over $129 through February 15th. Need a little pleasure refresher or a fun date night? Drop by their LA, New York, or Chicago locations for a free workshop on how to achieve the ultimate orgasm, improve your oral skills, give a better blowjob. If you can't make it in, this is something really cool. From February 7th to the 13th, they are going to be doing live 30-minute workshops at Pleasure Chest Store's Instagram stories. So every day this is going to happen at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And they're going to do tips, tricks, toys, a live Q&A from their sex specialists. It's actually a really cool way, if you're not in one of the cities where they are, to take a class. And as always, when you go to pleasurechest.com to shop, use the code Tristan and get a free massage candle with your purchase.
Hi, everyone. We're Emma and Finn, the hosts of the Normalizing Non-Monogamy podcast. Each Wednesday, we interview people from across the spectrum of non-monogamy to hear and learn from their stories.
So far, we've interviewed a wide variety of guests covering swinging, polyamory, kink, cuckolding, and much more.
Even with all of these guests, we know that there are so many different dynamics and stories to tell that we've only scratched the surface.
So we'd love to have you stop by and give Normalizing Non-Monogamy a listen, and maybe even share your story someday.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, you know, Swing Set Takes Desire just gets better and better every year. I hope you enjoyed the live show and it gave you a little bit of insight into what goes on there. Although I know it was a little kink heavy this year, but that's just because of the crowd who showed up. You know, you can be part of that crowd. You can be in the studio audience for my live recording of Sex Out Loud. And also while you're there, you're going to be at an all-inclusive resort with great drinks, food, the beach, a pool, the giant hot tub, social events, dress-up events, karaoke, sex things going on all around you, nakedness whenever and almost wherever you want. And all of these amazing people who are sex positive, polyamorous, swinger, kink curious, queer, bisexual, bi curious, a few straight people thrown in for diversity. I'm just telling you, it's a really, really incredible event. And it's special. It's happening November 2nd to the 9th, 2019. You can go to swingsetdesire.com. And you can also follow them on Twitter and Instagram at SwingSetDesire. Hey, you really should book your spot. I want to tell you because this event is on track to sell out. It's definitely booked up faster even than last year. And you don't have to pay all the money up front. You just have to reserve your spot. So go to SwingSetDesire.com. Do it today. Also, if you like this podcast and other podcasts about non-monogamy, I want to recommend the podcast from my great sponsor called Normalizing Non-Monogamy. It's hosted by Emma and Finn, who I got to meet in person at Swing Set Desire, which was fantastic. And we recorded an episode of their show there. And basically, they interview people from all walks of life, regular, ordinary, everyday people who've practiced non-monogamy. They ask them about their journey, how they got into it, how they do it and set it up, what works, what doesn't. They tell great stories. And I just think for everyone who wants to hear not just the philosophy, but the practical applications of different forms of consensual, ethical non-monogamy, this is a great show. You can find out more about it by going to normalizingnonmonogamy.com. Today, I picked an Ask Tristan listener question that I think gels nicely with this event and the discussions that we had at it. It comes from C in Maryland. Hi, Tristan. I think you will find this to be a good story and a good set of questions. I read your book, The Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women. It was awesome. I want to thank you for opening up my mind that sexual kink is okay and nothing to be ashamed about, especially getting super turned on about my own ass. Since I read your book, masturbating is incredible. I bought a dildo, a plug, and a Naros toy. I have harder erections, longer erections, more jizz during my orgasms, and more desire to just go for new experiences. I'm a 60-year-old, single, handsome man in shape. I've got a lot organized. I was raised in a more sexually closed-minded time. I'm looking for some direction to experience some kinks that I've been afraid to adventure into. Also, I like to do research, read, inquire, and get prepared before I go into a new adventure. But I really don't know how to do it. How do I start a conversation to get what I want? Things like going past regular intercourse or eating pussy. How would I find a gay man that would just let me give him a blowjob without a relationship? I've had a fetish for butt sex off and on my whole adult heterosexual life. I only had it once with a girlfriend and it was great. And of course, I played with dildos on my own butt. I thought this desire made me bisexual, which is okay with me, but honestly, I don't have a desire to have a romantic relationship with a man. But for the first time, I would entertain having sex with one. I want and crave much more butt sex and kink. A strap-on. A girlfriend fucking me in the butt really turns me on. I would really enjoy having a threesome experience. I've heard about swingers clubs and think that would be an amazing experience, but where do I find them? I don't even know how to do video cam sex. I don't want to be monogamous, at least not until I get to enjoy these sexual fantasies with sexual partners, so that when I meet the really great woman, I have some really varied sexual experiences to share and lead her into some ultimate pleasures. I don't like to pay for sex, but a lot of these free sex sites for hookups end up being paid sites. I've heard about swingers clubs, and I think that would be amazing. I feel like an 18-year-old again, but really, I'm a beginner. Can you recommend some places to visit or websites or other resources so a novice can get instructions into this world? I couldn't think of a better person to ask after I read your work. Thanks for writing to me, C. Wow, this is chock full with a lot of information and a lot of questions. I want to start by saying congratulations. You are never too old to learn new tricks. And it sounds like at this point in your life, you've really come to terms with a whole bunch of new desires. Maybe some of those desires existed, but you didn't explore them. And maybe these new ones have just popped up. And I want to encourage you to do all this exploration because you obviously have a lot of enthusiasm for it. I also want to answer some of your specific questions. So your first one, how would I find a gay man that would just let me give him a blowjob without a relationship? See, this might be the easiest question you asked me out of all your questions because having casual sex with men with no strings attached is pretty simple and straightforward. I mean, probably as simple as me finding my left hand. It's true, I don't want to overgeneralize, but there are lots and lots of men out there who have anonymous and semi-anonymous hookup sex and don't expect a relationship. So I suggest that you maybe go on one of the hookup apps like Grindr or Scruff and post a profile. And of course, I want you to be responsible and use common sense and meet someone in a public place first and practice safer sex and all those things. But I think you'll find it's pretty easy. You also talked about pegging, which is where a woman uses a strap-on to penetrate a man. And that can be lots and lots of fun. As for video cam sex and hookup sites, yeah, a lot of it could be that once you get there, you have to pay a membership to the site or you have to pay a sex worker for sex. I know you said you didn't like that, but if you do have some disposable income, I say don't knock it until you've tried it. And this especially is true for pegging. Beginners pegging you might be a hit or miss experience, but if you want an expert to peg you, look no further than your local sex worker. I just think we need to support sex workers in this day and age, and they are experts at what they do. Okay, you also talked about threesomes, swingers clubs, anal sex in general. Gosh, you have a lot on your plate. So because you said you're from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, I want to give you a few ideas. There is a swing club that I like called Taboo Social Club, and you can find them at taboo, TABU, life.com. There's a lot of polyamorous stuff in your area, and a lot of it takes place on meetup.com. So if you go to that site and you search polyamory, you can find out about meetings, social events, munches, etc. There's especially a great organization called Open, our Polyamory Enrichment Network of DC, Maryland, and Virginia. In terms of kink, I want to recommend an organization that's been around for a really long time and has great educational programming. It's called Black Rose, and you can find them at br.org. There's also a club called The Crucible, which has classes, social events, and play parties. You have to be a member to attend most events there, but you can find out about membership and all the details at the-crucible.com. There's also a fun masquerade fetish ball every year in the DC area that I really like. And I'm going to go ahead and recommend classes at Baltimore's own sex positive sex shop, Sugar. Sugar is a fantastic store, which you should know about anyway. And they have a great lineup of educators. I've taught there many, many times. The owner, Jack, is amazing, as is the staff. Now, when you sign up for a class, this isn't like a hookup or cruising or dating space, but you're going to find a lot of like-minded people there. And it may be a way into some of these sex-positive communities. And you'll also probably learn a few things, which is never a bad idea. You can also go on the social networking site FetLife and search for events in your area. And I found a lot of good resources on themetrounderground.com. I'm just really excited that you're taking this journey, and I wish you well. Hey, listeners, if you've got a question, a comment, or a suggestion about a show, you can always call me on our 24-hour voicemail line. 323-SEX-8266. That's 323-SEX-8266. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, senior producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my engineer, Dylan Thomas, who valiantly recorded, engineered, and edited this episode, as well as part one. Thank you, Dylan. And A-Rod, my regular engineer. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.